call you. That's all I'm saying. Amen. I want to welcome you all to Believers Convention 2023. I hope you have your Bibles. Open your Bibles to, with me to Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 17. Acts 2 17. Hallelujah. Let's say this verse together. We will see clarity, insight from the written word. And we flow in our own. In this meeting, tonight, tomorrow, and in every session. Amen. So Acts 2:17. Acts 2:17. So Acts 2 verse 14. I don't like 4:17. That was just too fast. He said, but Peter standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judea, and all who dwell at Jerusalem, let it be known unto you, and hearken to my words. These are not drunken as they suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and your daughters. Amen. Okay, good. He said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. Yes, it's perfect like this. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Look at what he said. This is that which spoke about the prophet. Now, something does happen from verses 1 to verse 5. They have the Spirit of God upon them. Hallelujah. And Peter was explaining that experience, that encounter that he had. Hallelujah. So it is without doubt that he had an encounter. Hallelujah. Peter was explaining. And Peter said, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, you know, many times I've been part of several people, several times, that have criticized Peter and said, Peter only knew the experience of Joel. But look at it critically. Peter didn't just withdraw. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter was to explain the experience, and he started from 12. He didn't end in 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you read again, you discover that Peter also read David. Read from David the Psalms. He read from the Psalms. And we will see. Hallelujah. And from there, we went through all the scriptures, which is from Genesis to Malachi. Hallelujah. So that means when Peter said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel, he was reading from the scriptures. Hallelujah. So that means they had scriptures in the days of Peter. And what was the scriptures? Genesis to Malachi. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, from verse 16, this is spoken to Timothy. It says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Spirit. You see that? Holy Spirit, which has helped to make thee wise. Verse 16, it says, all scriptures. What is it referring to scriptures there? It's not, as at this point, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts were not written. So what they had as scriptures was Genesis down to Malachi. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So they have scriptures. If you look at Acts of Apostles chapter 1, after Jesus was taken out of their sight, that is, he will be found in the Spirit, but from verses 14, it says, and all continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brethren. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture was need to have been fulfilled. Which scripture are you talking about? From Genesis down to Malachi, but he specifically read from the Psalms. What we are saying that? So that means they have Bible. Genesis to Malachi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he said this scripture was a book of faith, now he reads. What did he do there? Go down with me to verse 20. Then he also talked about the one that will replace Judas. That went to that was already dead. Look at verse 20. He said, and it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishoprics, let another thing. He read Psalm 69, verse 25, and Psalms 109, verse 8 together. Did you see that? He read scriptures together. Hallelujah. Then read Psalm 69, 25, 109, verse 8. You see, this is what Peter referenced as he read the scriptures. Hallelujah. And what was he saying? He's saying the event of Judas was prophesied by David. Did you see that? What has happened to Judas? You find it prophesied by David, showing you that the events that it was a good, can we say Judas fulfilled what the psalmist has spoken of? Yes. Did you see that? So that means the event of the four gospels, what you have as in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, are scriptures fulfilled. We're going to see a bit of this tomorrow. Hallelujah. As scriptures fulfilled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, very vital. Jesus also reads from Genesis down to Malachi. Look at John 5, quickly. John 5, 39. John 5, 39. Are you all there? He says, search the scriptures. Is that telling you? Search the scriptures. When it speaks about scripture, what was he referring to? Genesis to Malachi. Hallelujah. Not specifically on Moses, but he was referring to Genesis down to Malachi. The scriptures. Hallelujah. Jesus used scriptures, used the Bible. Hallelujah. Said, you know, we're not saying from his head. No, he used the Bible. Hallelujah. He had the Bible. He had the Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, you search the scriptures. When then you think you have eternal life, look at verses 48 now. Okay, he said, and these are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Look at verses 45. He said, you don't think I will accuse you before the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. He says, verses 46. He says, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writing, how will you believe my words? Did you see that? He says, Moses wrote of me. How are you saying that? Amen. Amen. It's very vital. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, very vital. Jesus went from Moses. So, I want you to pinpoint something. Jesus read Moses. We saw Peter. We're going to see Paul shortly. Let's see Paul first before I say what I mean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 28. Let me just rush down to Acts 28, verse 3. Acts 28:23. And when they had appointed him, they came many unto him, which is Paul, into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus. How was he teaching people about Jesus? This is Paul. How? He says, out of the what? But out of the law of who? Moses. And out of the prophet from morning to evening. Did you see that? Amen. Paul also read Moses, read the scripture Genesis to Malachi, what we call Old Testament. Paul read it. Hallelujah. Therefore, for you to say, you know what people say, Moses is gone, Moses is Old Testament, it is gone. No. It is not scripture. To say Moses is gone. Let's move from Old Testament to New Testament. Jesus read that Old Testament. Amen. Amen. That's why it's scriptures. Glory to God. So they know. No, Jesus fulfilled it on the cross. Peter read from them. Don't ever know you. Paul read from them. Don't ever know you. So it is not scriptural. But you can say, Moses is gone. Old Testament is gone. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not of God. To say it's God. It's not of God. Look at Luke 24. This is Jesus. Jesus met his disciples. Hallelujah. He met some of his disciples on their way to Emmaus. Luke 24, 25. So, when he met them, they didn't know it was him. So he told them, all fools, Luke 24, all fools and slow of heart to believe. In all the prophets that spoke, he said, all of the Christ of somebody's things are never into his glory. Verse 27. And beginning at Moses. Look at what Jesus did. Jesus began from Moses. Where is Moses? Genesis. Moses was Genesis. Beginning from Moses and all the prophets. Did you see that? He expounded unto them the same thing you find Paul do. in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Who are following that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus began for Moses. The word beginning there is the word in the Greek arche. Used for the start, used for a model. So that means Moses is a model of writing. Hallelujah. It will come alive tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So it is therefore heretic to say Moses is gone. We'll see all that tomorrow. It is heretic. You can't say Moses is gone. Moses is gone. Let's throw away the Old Testament. We are in New Testament. Who told you that? Say, where is New Testament? Matthew to Revelation. Old Testament is. Who told you all those things? Hallelujah. We'll see a bit of that tomorrow. Hallelujah. Moses is not gone. And you know when we talk about Moses, we're referring to Genesis down to Malachi. Right? Or we're referring to Moses' first five books. That is Moses. It is called Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They are not done away with it. Because it is done away with. Paul reads from there. Jesus said, yes. And Jesus never said it is gone. Hallelujah. Rather, Jesus said, if you believe Moses, you will believe me. So to believe in Jesus is to believe in Moses. To reject Moses is to reject Jesus. Hope you are seeing that. Amen. Amen. So let's just dwell on their experience tonight. Amen. So Peter was explaining their experience, Acts 2 from verse 1. Let's see that experience. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place. Mark that in your Bible. One accord in one place. Hallelujah. He said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them, divided tongues as of fire, and sat on each of them. Hallelujah. They were in a place together, and they divided unto them, divided, and then they came upon them, divided tongues of fire. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he said suddenly, what does it mean? I know we gave meaning to that last believer's conversion. We're going to take it up from there also. When you use the word suddenly in verse 2, hallelujah, what does it mean? Does it mean that they were all sitting down and something just happened? Suddenly. Let's see that. Now, I told you last believer's conversion that they were, it doesn't mean that they were unaware. When you use the word suddenly, it doesn't mean they were unaware. They knew what was about to happen. In fact, they actually initiated it. We're going to see that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see that. Because if they were unaware, if they were unaware of what was about to happen or what happened to them, Peter wouldn't have pointed it out from the scripture. How do you know that? If it was something they were not aware would happen or happen to them, Peter wouldn't have said, this is what is written in Joel. Peter would have just said, we didn't know, we're just sitting there, something happened. Did you see that? But he was able to explain the meaning they were aware. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's see what that suddenly means. Now that word suddenly, you have to take your mind back again. Who wrote the book of Acts? Luke was the writer of the book of Acts. Right? Are you with me? Was Luke present there? No. So, as a journalist or as a writer, you don't want. So, first of all, because Luke was not there, he is going to write that event in such a way that you who are not there would see what happened. Hallelujah. So he employed that style of writing. Hallelujah. It's called, what he's doing is a third party reported speech. So he borrowed that style in writing. Hallelujah. He borrowed that style and he used the word sudden. But let's see why it wasn't sudden. Like they just started out. Let's see why it was sudden. Like sudden. Let's see Jesus. Jesus spoke about this experience to them. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke about this same experience to them. In Luke 24, before he left their side, he spoke about it. So within the 40 days, when Jesus was teaching them, he spoke about it. Look at verse 39. And you read that side by side, Acts of Apostles chapter 1, from verse 4 into 5. So you put your hands there. In Acts 1, 4 into 5. So let's read Luke 24 to verse 39 first. He said, and behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you. Did you see that? He says, I sent it upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Mark that. Say, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. In Acts 1, verse 4, let's see that. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Did you see that? Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Did you see that? It's the same word written in a different style. He said, but wait for the promise of the Father, which seeth he, you have heard of me. Did you see that? So he tells them, wait for the promise of the Father. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. He told them to tarry. Now look at how he explained it in verse 5. Say, for John truly baptized with water, for ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Put your hands there. Hallelujah. He said, ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. So Jesus called that experience in Acts 2 baptism of the Holy Ghost. Watch that. He called that experience baptism of the Holy Ghost. Look at verses 8. He says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Put that side by side with Luke 24. Send the promise of my Father upon. Did you see that? Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Promise of my Father upon. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is it the same thing? Can you see that? Is it the same thing? The same thing. Say, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. He said, in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Let's see that word power. Power. He says, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon. So, like I said to us, it's the same baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it's an experience. Now, this is not water baptism. No. Okay, I hope you are following me. It's not water baptism. No. Amen? We'll deal with water baptism tomorrow. Don't worry. We don't want water baptism. And it is not the new birth. It's not to be born again. This is an experience that is different from being born again and different from water baptism. Water baptism is just a ritual. Okay, let me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now when you use the word baptism there, is the word baptizo. Baptism there means to be immersed, to be filled, to be immersed into something, to be filled, to be full of. Did you see that? To be filled, to be full of. To be full of something. So when he talks about John's baptism, which is water, it means to be filled or to be immersed into water. That is water baptism. Hope you're following me. When we talk about baptism of the Holy Ghost, it means to be full of the Spirit. Isn't that? To be full of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you hear baptism of the Holy Ghost, it means to be filled with the Spirit. To be full of the Spirit. In Acts 2:8, look at that. Acts 2, not verse 8, sorry, verse 4, it says, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. This is that experience. Luke called it that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you see that? They appeared unto them, verse 3, divided tongues as of fire, and sat on each other, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Is that baptism of the Holy Ghost? Did you see that? Does it mean to be born again? No. You've been born again. We're going to see all that tomorrow. They've been born again. Right? They've been born again. So now, they now have this experience. Hallelujah. Take note, they were in one accord in one place. And Pastor Wisdom said to us at the beginning of this section that there is a place to the things of the Spirit. There's a place to the things of the Spirit. There's a place.
Hallelujah.
And they were in one accord. One accord means they were in one mind. They were doing the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Watch that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this experience that I said to you is not the same with to be born again. Let's see how Peter differentiated it. In Acts 2, that's in Acts 2, Peter is explaining. And now in verses 37 into 38. Now when they heard this, he was given explanation from Joel and he got to the signs. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. I said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Look what Peter said. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. This is for them to be saved, right? And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
So he didn't mention it.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. He didn't mention it. Glory to God. Look at verse 39. Here's the difference now. Verse 39. He has said, for this promise, which promise is that? I send the promise of my Father upon. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you. So when he said for this promise, he was referring to that encounter. What happened? Hallelujah. Let's press forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how you mentioned it is to make you see that this encounter will come after.
Did you see that?
A man believes. Look at Acts 8. Quickly, Acts 8. We'll find Philip in Samaria. Acts 8, verse 16. Now, before I get to 16, verse 14. And when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria has received the word of God. Received the word of God means they got saved, right? So they said unto them, Peter and John, when they were come down, pray for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Let me have a explain in verse 16. For he, as yet he was not falling upon. This is that, for as yet he was falling upon none of them. They were only baptizing in the name of the Lord. So that is the difference. He has fallen, he has not fallen upon. This is that. So when it says upon, promise of the Spirit, upon, it is an experience. Hallelujah. Is it? So now they send the apostles to go activate those things. Hallelujah. Amen. So they can be places where those things can be activated. We have those experiences together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight we have countless, ceaseless experiences. Oh, we thought at the beginning of the session, that is when we have it. No, we have it also in the session. And we'll be like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So, is it the Spirit hasn't fallen upon any of them? So, it means the baptism of the Spirit can also be called the Spirit falling upon men. Is that? Can also, so, baptism of the Holy Ghost. We said it can be called what? To be filled with the Spirit, right? Right? For the Spirit to come upon, to fall upon. Did you see that? Acts 10. Acts 10. Acts 10. Very unusual. Very, very unusual experience. That's what it's called. And as Peter yet spoke this word, he said the Holy Ghost fell on them. Which heard the word? Did you see that? Fell on them. They had that experience. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost fell on them. To speak. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Ghost, bam! Was that the baptism? Yes. What happened? Look at what happened next. And they of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So they saw the same experience they had in Acts 2, 1 to 5. Happened to Gentiles. Did you not? When Peter was a defender in Acts 11, Acts 11, verse 16, he said, and then remember, I the words of the Lord, how he said, John did baptize with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Did you see that? For as much as God gave them like gift, gave them the like gift as he did unto us. who believed on the Lord Jesus. That's amen. What was I that I could withstand God?
Did you see that?
So he equated that experience in Acts 2 to what happened in Acts 10. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 19. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Peter met, I mean, Paul. Paul, Acts 19, 5. And when he heard this, down, Paul met some people who thought they were saved, but they were not. So, what did he do? He got them born again, verse 5. And when they heard it, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And when Paul has laid his hands upon them, see, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Did you see that? The Holy Ghost came upon them. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Mark that to your Bible. They spoke with tongues and prophesied. We'll come to that. So, Paul had to lay hands on them. Then the Spirit came upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, let's note the expression again. The baptism of the Holy Ghost can be called what? The promise of God. Right? To be filled, to fall, to come upon. Did you see that? Amen. Hallelujah. So take note of all these expressions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take note of all these expressions. And take note again. When we saw all these expressions, something was done. There was activities. When it happened, there was activities. Hallelujah. Something was seen, something was there. Look at Acts 19. Paul laid hands on them and the what? They spoke in tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They spoke in tongues. So, in Acts 2, verse 4, they were, Bible said they were filled. Back to Acts 2. Acts 2, 4. Said they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. Do you see that activity? Something was heard. Something was seen. Hallelujah. We find activities. Acts 4. Acts 4. Verse 8. It says, and Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Did you see that? Said. Filled with the Holy Ghost. So when you hear the word filled with the Holy Ghost, it's a reaction or it's an expression of an activity. So Peter spoke with Paul and I said he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 4:31. It says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke the word of God with boldness. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Here also they have the same experience with Acts 2. It's the same experience. The place where they were was shaking. That's how Lucas explained it. The place was shaking. The place was shaking didn't mean that the bricks began to shake. No. The place was shaking means there was activities. Hallelujah. Amen. The place was shaking means they had rattling. Something is happening. Hallelujah. Activities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. It also used that word to be filled with something have, can be used negatively too. If you read Acts 5 and 17, Bible said they were filled with indignation. You see that? So that means when they said they were Acts 5 17, filled, not the disciples now, the elders and the chief of the people. That means they were filled with indignation. Why did they say they were filled with indignation? Because of what they did. So when you want to be filled there, it deals with an activity. An activity will be seen. In Acts 14, in Acts 13, 45, they were filled with envy. Envy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at that same Acts 13. Acts 13. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Verses 9. And Saul. Who is also called Paul? Amen. Did you see it? Let me say, God changed his name from Saul to Paul. How did God change it? Saul is Jewish. Paul is Gentile, Roman. Oh, hope you are seeing it.
There is God that came in his name. Yeah.
Also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. So, Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. What did he do? He spoke in verse 10 and said, "Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil." Do you see that? The son of both of them is filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you see that? So when he had to be filled with the Holy Ghost, he's seeing what in actions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get back again to Luke. Luke 1. We're still investigating that one to be filled. Luke 1. Luke 1, verse 41. Are you with me? He said, "And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, that a baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost." Is that? And then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou." She spoke. Did you see that? Amen. Did you see that? She spoke. She spoke. Something was heard. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, too, in read verse 15, let's see why the baby in her womb leaped. Verse 15, it says, "For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink other wine or strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb." Do you see that? So the mother womb is leaped. That is an expression. Hallelujah. That expression. Glory to God. So something will be said. Something will be said. In Acts 5:18. I mean, Ephesians 5:18. And not a bit fast tonight. Time is fast, right? But let's see this. Ephesians 5:18 says, "And be not drunk with wine." Be not drunk with wine. When it is excess. Stop being intoxicated with wine. You know, when someone is drunk with wine, you say the man is full of wine, right? He's staggered. You see activities. He's staggered. He's full of wine. So Paul says, don't be drunk with wine. When is it? Say, "But be filled with the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He said, look at that. Verse 8, he said, "Verse 8, speaking to yourselves in sound and in him, and in spiritual song." Activities. You see that? When the man is intoxicated with wine, he hear him say all that sort of nonsense. But when it comes to the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. When it comes to the Holy Ghost, we can be full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We can be full of the Holy Ghost. We can be full of the Holy Ghost. And it will come out in words, to come out in activities. Hallelujah. Look at Acts, Luke 10 quickly. Luke 10. About Jesus. Will deal with us. Luke 10. I don't mean. Glory to God. Luke 10. They came to meet Jesus. He said, "Master," they were coming back from the evangelism. I said, "Master, we saw miracles everywhere." They were happy. Say, "We saw miracles. We saw miracles. We saw miracles." Jesus once said to them, "Then behold," verse 19, "I beheld Satan fall from heaven like lightning." He said, "I beheld Satan fall from heaven." Hallelujah. Like lightning, verse 19. He said, "Behold, I give unto you." Hallelujah. Or, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and over all the works of the enemy, and those who shall be enemies hurt you." What about the enemy? He said, "Nevertheless, in this, rejoice not, that demons are subject to you." Say, "But rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Hallelujah. Verse 21. He said, "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the activity." Hallelujah. Activity. He rejoiced in the spirit. So that means when it talks of being full of the Holy Ghost, you find activity. This time, Jesus rejoiced. That word now is the word agalo. Agalo means to leap, to jump. Hallelujah. To throw your leg in reckless abandon. Hallelujah. Jesus rejoiced. Activity. Jesus rejoice. That word rejoice is an active word. It's not passive. It's an active, it's a verb. He rejoiced. Meaning they saw him do something. Hallelujah. They saw him run. They saw him leap. They saw him rejoice. Hallelujah. Jesus. God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's move ahead. Let's move ahead. Hallelujah. So, for what we see, to be filled, which is also baptism of the Holy Ghost, you cannot say it is done. Now we've seen what it means to be filled, right? Right? Something upon baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now you cannot say it is done without the moon. Can you see that? Maybe you are aware. All the while you saw, you are aware. You are aware something happened. Right? They are not done in their subconscious. They were aware. They were conscious of what they were doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Many times, it is always instituted by someone. Watch it. Read it. Also, it is instituted by someone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's dwell on what Jesus said. He said, I send the promise of my Father upon Luke 24, verse 49. He says, I send the promise of my Father upon. Now, is it the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Promise of the Father upon, right? Right? That means, when you say upon, that means something will be seen, right? Amen? Promise of my Father upon, baptism of the Holy Ghost, something will be seen, something will be heard, right? Aha! Let's sort that one first. Amen. Amen. So, it is back to Luke 24. Make sure you are there. You will see where I'm explaining for. Amen. So I said, follow my Father upon. Now he's about to explain. He said, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem. He's explained that in that said, until ye be endued. He's explained that baptism of the promise of the Father upon. He said, you should have to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued. Watch that word endued. Endued. Watch that word endued. Endued with power. Place that word side by side with Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. Endued with power. Acts 1 8. It says, you shall receive power. Watch it. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Is it? He said, you shall receive power. Till you be endued with power from on high. You shall receive power. That word to receive there is the word in the Greek lambano. Lambano means to take of what is available to you. To take of what is available to you. You're not looking for it anywhere. You are taking what is available to you. Hallelujah. What is yours? You are taking from me. So when he says, tarry in the city of Jesus, till you be endued with power from on high, that means that power is available to you. How many people hear me? That is the lambano. He says, see, he said that I won't move, that I won't act. So that means what he's saying is the same. Hallelujah. The on high doesn't mean from the sky. No. Hallelujah. Rather, the on high is within. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. But let's take back, let's track back a bit again. He says, see, you be endued. We saw that. That word endued is the word enduo. Endure in the Greek. Endure means how you put on something. For example, now I put my jacket. Endure means I am taking it and I'm putting it on. Did you see that? That is endure, to put on. That is endure, to put on. So till you be endure power from on high means till you put on power from on high. And now in that sense of that power, how you put it on is to lambano it. Hallelujah. To take of what you have. Lambano is not done in isolation. It's not done in your subconscious. It is done practically. You practically take the power on. Amen. Okay, following me. You shall receive, you will take power. So, in other words, till you be endued. So, endued means I have to put it on. Right? So, in other words, the power is on high. Let's dwell on that on high. Hallelujah. So, he says the power is on high, right? Hold it there. And another place, he says, to think of what you have available. Glory to God. Let's see where power is. Where is power that we are going to do? Where is power? Ephesians chapter 2. Let's see where power is. So let's see what the on high is. The on high is not disguised. No. your honor is inside. So you get power from within of God. That is how you get key to the Holy Spirit. You get intoxicated with the Holy Ghost. That's what it means. To be full of the Holy Ghost. To be full of the Holy Ghost. And you will come out. You will come out in his words, you come out in his attitude, you come out in how he walks. It can happen to a believer. You can be so full that you can't walk. You can be so full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, glory. Acts 3. I mean, Ephesians 3, sorry. Ephesians 3. Let me get the quote. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 3. Verse 20. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Verse 19 of that. And to know the love of Christ. Who is passeth knowledge, and how may be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. This is that according to the power that walketh in the sky. Is that what you see there? The power that walketh on the street. Is that what you see there? Where is the power working? Where is the on high? That is the on high. When you see one on high there, on high, we're going to, yes, I'm going to deal with that next year with us. On high, well, yeah, on high, what does it mean? It's actually within. Hallelujah. Within the believer. Hallelujah. So when you hear the Bible says, Jesus went on high. We are taken from them and went on high. And you're looking at the sky. No, but listen, it. When you see one on high, it means you will be found in the believers. Hallelujah. That is why all true, when you hear the disciples, when they spoke about the resurrection of Jesus, they didn't speak about the resurrection of Jesus as though he went and is in the sky. No. They spoke about that resurrection as God with them. God is in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how they spoke about the resurrection. Hallelujah. That's how they spoke about the resurrection. He's living in them. He's walking through them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going somewhere, he has gone to a mission, he will come back next year. No. He spoke about the resurrection as Jesus is sitting with them. Where Peter did the miracle at the gate called Beautiful in Acts chapter 3, they asked him, what have you said, Jesus whom you crucified? Say, faith in him has done this miracle. He said, that Jesus who has gone and he will come back tomorrow. Yeah, no, he said, Jesus. So they didn't talk about Jesus as one who is gone. No, Jesus isn't gone. He's in us. He's in us. Hallelujah. He said to them in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, he said, when two or three are gathered together, say, there am I in the midst of it. Hallelujah. Hold here with me. Glory to God. Let's get back. He said, according to the power that works in us. In us. So, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is to take what you have in you upon. You take it in us. Hallelujah. You take it in upon. How do you face it? The Bible says there was a rushing mighty wind, and you are thinking it's not in wind. You say that maybe one breeze is blowing. Some people in the night, when rain was about, maybe one. Maybe one. Hey, no. Rushing mighty wind was activities. They had activities. Hallelujah. That was not one of those guys. So they say, are you guys drunk? Can you take information? Why are you saying? But they say, no, we are not joking as they suppose. Maybe those guys saw something. They saw something. They saw activities. Even they that were there, had revelation. That means they had divided tongues as a fire. So that means they had revelations. Hallelujah. We're going to deal with all that tomorrow. Hallelujah. They had revelations. They saw things. Hallelujah. And that happens in believers. Sometimes I tell people, there are some meetings you don't miss. Believers. There are experiences that when you catch, you can't catch it out. Many times when you miss those kind of experiences, you might not get it again yet. Hallelujah. You have it in meetings like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means Acts 2, If you read verse 30, if you see verse 33, it will show you that it involves seeing and speaking. Seeing and speaking, Acts 33. He said, these things we should see and hear. It involves seeing and speaking. Seeing and speaking. Now those who were there saw something. They saw something. It was literal. They saw something. They saw something. Hallelujah. They had experiences. Tonight you are having experiences. Hallelujah. Because the believer's life is the life of experiences with the supernatural. Some people don't know they are gone. No! People say have experiences.
Yes.
To today, to tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It means to take power within of them. Power within of them. Where's our game? Where's our game? Come on, please. Hallelujah. We will take power within of them. Power within of them. And with that power, power is inside. Brothers and sisters, the believers, we have a duty to take power. Power is inside. Power is inside. Really, the body. We are not afraid of anything. Yeah. Don't do that thing because they are going to do how body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And believers, this is going to have this experience. Mighty experience. Mighty one. Body. Hallelujah. We take from within a pump. Amen. Party. Most of you catch it. Not the experience. You see, I told you.
I don't
care. People long for that kind of experience.
Hallelujah. We're having meeting here, a believer's meeting here. I heard another. I saw the fire falling from her nostril. And I heard her hands.
Eyes falling.
Amen. This evening I caught the fire from her. In believer's meeting. Amen.
Amen.
And when that I came back there, Pa being here.
Yes,
amen. It's not a joke. Amen. 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 Paddy. He didn't go. He didn't my eyes. He didn't my eyes. But why do people go? Stay there. Stay there asking question. Stay there asking question. There's no question. English students. Yes, so people are waxing strong. That's why you don't get a good to lay hands on the sea. No, you don't say anything. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know the same. You know the God. How would I have that experience tonight? Would I have that experience tonight? We can have it flow around us. I'm feeling it all over my head. All over my eyes. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I feel it burning my eyes, I try to close my eyes. It's not because of anything. Just try to close it.
The night of experiences.
Now, let's go. You see, there is God's grace, no more shame in this arena. No, what does it say? You start seeing. Ah! What does that look like? See, no. Sometimes when I see people fall, I
go, I'm not
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Father, you got to Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is grace not to fail in this place. Do not fail God. You will not fail. Your ministry will not die. Your call will not die. Because you are here tonight. Right. There's a fresh grace. How many of you are calling that? There's a fresh oil. Fresh oil for the work. Fresh oil for the work. Amen. And it's good. We are taking for each other. You think there is a counter and balance. God is taking. No. It's happening. It's happening all around right now. But some people, it's only on one hand, it's falling like that. You will never fail. We are here tonight, and we are looking at 50 years of this thing. But look at